You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset today, another Mindset Monday. Your girl is here, and I was not here last week. But let me tell you, what I've been going through, like, y'all, I've been in such, like, a creative drought when it comes to this show. And I hate that because, like, I know how I have people depend on this. Like, there's some people who hit me up who love this show who's like, hey, where you been at? Like, you know, I be looking forward to this on Mondays, and which I totally get that. But like I said, I think I said this, like, week before last, how I'm just trying to manage a million things. Because I've got, like, two projects coming up in 2019 that I'm going to be launching. Actually three. Then I also am planning another live show for Battle of the Barns, and I've got that going right now currently too as well. So y'all just pray for me. Like, pray for me that I can just seriously just learn to manage this time and just continue just to be able to stay focused and just spread out all of my time to everything that I want to do. But you know, something with that, saying that, and I guess I can get into this, like, also too, something that I had to learn. And next week, what we're going to do is we're really going to tap into life lessons of 2018. That's how I definitely want to close out the year for us, just to talk about kind of what, well, me to talk about kind of what I went through 2018, what I've learned, what I wish I would have done. Because I have a lot of stuff to actually talk about when it comes to this year, because this is probably one of, and I don't want to say that this is like the worst year of my life. I don't want to say that, because I mean, I'm still blessed, and I'm going to get into that when we actually talk about it. But it was a rough year for me. 2018 was trash, but it seemed like it was kind of trash for everybody. And it's funny because I saw a meme, and it was saying something like, 2018 tried to kill us, which I reposted that because I definitely felt that. But with that being said, like, something that I did learn, I learned to say no. I really feel like I can take on, I feel like I can take on so many things, and I feel like I'm Superwoman. And I try to, I love business. I love to be involved. I love to keep going. I love to make money. But I've learned, like, you can't do everything. So with that being said, like I said, there was a few things that I've had to learn. Hey, you got to turn down. Like, I know you want to do this, but how are you going to be able to do this and do that and do that too, and still work your full-time job? Which, so that was something that was really big for me that I had to learn, that I'm blessed that I was able to learn that. And I think that it's something that we all need to understand, that you can't do everything. Like, even when you are driven, even when you have aspirations and you have goals, you have to understand that when to say no. And the power of no. And you owe it to yourself to say no too, because you would drive yourself crazy. Like me, when I'm trying to do new projects, when I have things I'm trying to accomplish, me, I can easily get overwhelmed, and then I just lash out. I get in a bad mood. Like, I completely just shut down. And that's how, like, I do sometimes with this show. Like, I can do so many things at one time, and it's like something's got to sacrifice. But unfortunately, I sacrifice this show more than I do the other one, because, and it's crazy because this show is my time. It's my me time with my people. It's the time for me to be vulnerable. It's like my therapy to you guys. So that, I hate that I have to sacrifice myself, and understand that too, when you're sacrificing yourself in the midst of everything, because end of the day, this show is my thing. It's something that should always come first before anything else. And I think that's probably one of the realest things I can ever say. You got to be true to yourself and true to what makes you happy, regardless of what you do have going on. And don't put yourself in the back end. And that's what I do when I take a break from It's a Mindset. I put myself last. And I don't think that's fair to me. And I think that's not fair to you too as well when you do that to yourself. But to switch gears a little bit, yesterday, I'm so thankful, and I definitely want to get into this too, because I think this has something to do with the drought that I've kind of been in. So I went to church yesterday with my friends Margo and Bessie. Shout out to them. And I really, it was the Faith Center in Tucker, Georgia, and it was so awesome. Like, I really enjoyed it. Everybody was very welcoming when I came. Like, I felt comfortable. You know how you go to new churches, you be like, people gonna be staring at me, woo woo. Like me, I'm not really like that. I kind of just go, like, whatever, because I'm here for the Lord. Like, and that's something I had to get to that place too. But that's for another day. But so yes, I went to their church. It was so good. And the freaking subject, the subject was really like right at my neck. And it was like talking about just, you know, your prayer life. And let me tell y'all something. I'm going to be really transparent. Like, with this move and all the stuff that I've had going on, y'all, I probably ain't been to church in like a month. Like, I'll still listen to my sermons every now and then and still try to, you know, still listen to my sermon every now and then and still try to get fed. But it's crazy because, like, my prayer life has really been slacking. And it's crazy that, you know, that was what he talked about yesterday. And it really came from my neck, and it was just what I needed, because prayer is so important. Prayer is so important, and it's something that you can't live and you can't breathe without. And that's what was a part of a song that they were singing to as well yesterday. And it's just like, it's amazing how you can just slip away you know, and get into, and I'm not in spiritual welfare, that's for sure. Absolutely not. It's just amazing how you can just slip away and just forget to pray and not be in your prayer when you need it the most. Like, 2018 was a beast for me. Like, I really needed to be locked in. I needed to be praying 24/7. And it's crazy because I used to walk around with this notebook at work every single day and pray all day long. Like, literally just pray all day long. And something that he challenged us about, and he talked about, and everybody says this too as well, about, you know, are you praying when things are going well? And it's so easy to pray when things are going bad. And I think that we all do that. You know, you can sit there and be like, well, I mean, I pray all the time. You know, you have droughts. Like, and I think that's part of me and why I've just been struggling as far as like content with this show and just actually just staying focused and being able to manage everything, because God has just been the strength to help me to do that. And always has gotten me through to do all the million things that I do at one time. And I just want to shout out to my husband, because, you know, he stays on me about this. And he's like, hey, you record your show this morning? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, why not? And I'm like, because I just don't have nothing to talk about. Like, I didn't have nothing planned. Like, I've just been drawing blanks. Usually, because I'm telling y'all how this show works. The Holy Spirit would just give me a word. He'll give me a subject. And then I just run with it and I go off the cuff. And I haven't had the inspiration, but it's because I have not been fueled by the Lord, and I haven't been on my prayer life. I haven't had a strong prayer life consistently. Haven't been to church in like a month, which it's probably ain't been a month. No, I've been here a month, and I haven't had a chance to go. Yes. So been in Atlanta. So, haven't been to church in a month, and that's part of it. That's why I've been slacking on this, and that's why I haven't been fueled, just because of my prayer life not being so strong and me not being in tune with God. And how can you get out of that? How can you get that back? Because it's like, it seems like sometimes when you slip away for a little bit, it seems like you're so far away, and it seems like it's gonna take you so much longer to get back. And that's definitely not the case. Like, you really just have to be wholeheartedly with God and just spend that time with him. My best time to pray is when I'm in the shower and when I'm driving in my car on my way to work. That's when I'm really transparent with the Lord, and that's why I just tell him what I need. And that's something that the pastor talked about too as well. He talked about like beating around the bush in your prayers, or not confessing by mouth in your prayers on what you want and what you need for God to do. And also something that he said was, sometimes we have a conversation with God and we walk off, but we don't take the time to listen to God and meditate to God. And I'm definitely guilty of that, because it's so many times where I'm praying. And I'm telling y'all, I feel like sometimes the Lord, when I be praying, God be like, oh, Jesus, here she go. He be doing like a big sigh, like, what else? I swear, I feel like he be doing that. But it's just so key that we do take that time. And that's something I've never heard before, when he said you have to literally just be quiet and allow God to talk to you. And it's crazy. So I just want to challenge everybody to do that. Just allow God to talk sometimes. And I hear a lot of people meditating, and I've never been into meditation. I've never been into taking time to listen, because I'm always talking, because I am a talker. And I think the Lord knows that. But I think that's something I'm definitely going to start focusing on. Most definitely, just by with my prayers, just being, well, I'm definitely wholehearted with God. That's something I don't have to worry about. Trust me. I be confessing my mouth all the time. I'm telling y'all, the Lord be sick of me, okay? He be like, if she just don't chill, like, what else? It's wrong too. What else? What you want? What you want? That's what I feel like he be saying. But that's something I'm really going to focus on just this week, just taking the time to listen so I can really, because I'm telling y'all, I really want to be as open with you as I can about how my 2018 went, like of all the struggles that I have. And it's going to take the Lord really for me to do that. And I know I pride myself on being so real and being so transparent, because that's why you guys listen to this, because of those reasons. But hey, I'm telling y'all, this 2018, I got so much stuff to share, so much stuff that I've went through. Like, and for me to give that to you guys, I have to have God on my side 100% to be able to deliver it. And to bless you guys and how he wants you guys to hear what I have to say. And I think that that's something important about why I have to be in tune, because anytime I do this show, everything directly comes from him. And when I'm not in tune with him, I have nothing to deliver to you guys. So that was my little spiel. We're short again this week. But like I said, I just had to be honest. Like, your girls over here, like, just got a lot going on, trying to figure things out, got to sit down, just trying to manage this time. Like, and it's a struggle for me right now. Like, and it's like, what else can you give up? And I plan and I mark in my calendar and I do all that. It's just, it's a lot. But I've got really big things coming that I've been working on, that I've been focused on. And also too, if there's something that you guys want me to hit on, like, y'all let me know and I can pray about it, and hopefully God can give me the words to share with you guys too as well. Thank you guys for tuning in to another Mindset Monday. I know it was short, but I think it was impactful. It's a mindset.